This is Big Z Sports, your home for high school football.
Here we go, 37 seconds, third down and goal. Indian Valley from the 11-yard line. Two receivers split out to each side. It could be four-down territory again, Joe. Cade Williams gets the snap, keeps it himself off to the left side. He's got a lane, and he's in. Touchdown, Indian Valley Braves. An extra point away from tying this up.
The Indian Valley Braves, that was Cade Williams' first of two touchdown runs and two two-point conversion runs.
Big night.
That put this game away. Again, welcome into the Big Z Sports Show, presented by DAC Vitamins and Minerals. Chris Kale, Jim Haynes, and Tim Plants here with you live in the Parkway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram Studios. Rachel over in the newsroom doing diligent work over there, and she is much better looking than the Rachel we had last night. He had a goatee or a beard or something, so we won't go there. But obviously, make sure you head on to Facebook, WTUZ, Big Z Sports, and nominate your Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week. That post is up. Twitter, at @big_Z Sports, and you can interact with our Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. And Michelle Lehigh said that it is... Manchester is grass. So we did confirm that again. Yes. Thank you, Michelle, for that. She was interacting with us, so it was good. And Jay Lou said the field down at Ridgewood was good. He is listening to our post-game show. We appreciate
it. Everybody's listening to our post-game show. Who are you kidding?
What else do you have to do on a
Saturday night at 10 o'clock?
Why wouldn't you listen into our post-game show? Exactly. Because we're the only ones that talk to all the coaches. So, and, go ahead.
And Coach Herman's better half, I guess you could say, Julie Herman, just updated me, and it is Coach Marianne Humphrey at Tuskee Valley.
Wow, we're just getting a plethora of information.
Plethora, you've used that word tonight, Kay.
Yes, I know. Hey, we have fans, and that feels good. We have fans, and it's nice to hear. No, guys, we are in the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers post-game show, of course, and we had our Facebook poll question winner, which was...
June Seltz. You caught me off guard, Dale.
You sounded like Geckler.
But, I'm sure he's coming through the door at any minute.
That's okay. He can hit me. It's all right.
He's bigger than you.
Yes, he is.
She picked correctly all four games, winners and losers, and her score prediction tonight was 24-21 Indian Valley. She was the closest because the score was 16-14 Indian Valley.
Awesome. Well, congratulations to her. And Geckler might not be bigger than me for much longer. He's on his diet and has lost like 25 pounds. He's starting to win. You can stand out there next to a street lamp and you can't see him anymore.
Let's not get carried away.
Well, but I mean, hey, it is what it is. No, congratulations to him. I think it's great, man. He goes with us to Sammy Sue's and sits down there and watches us eat wings and everything else.
He
feel bad,
water,
you know.
Right?
I mean, yeah, I feel bad when he does that.
Yeah,
you know,
breadcrumbs.
Is the crew is all starting to climb back in? Travis Here McClellan came through, and of course,
McElroy.
McElroy. Is that like from the Jetsons?
Yes.
Meet George. Right? All right, guys. Let's go ahead and run through another scoreboard update. Jim, you're going to do that for us, and then make sure you tell us who each team's going to play in the next round, you know, what the matchups are.
Okay. In our Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg play-by-play game in the night that you heard right here live on 99.9, Indian Valley in a thriller defeats John Glenn 16-14. They move on, and they will now play, Tim Plants,
Licking Valley.
Manchester shuts out Sandy Valley 35-0. Ridgewood is a 41-23 winner, and they move on to play Meadowbrook next week. Tuscarawas Central Catholic season came to an end with a 42-13 loss to Cuyahoga Heights.
All right. Well, thank you guys for that. Sorry, I was messing with papers over here. Make sure if you missed any of tonight's broadcast from our Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg play-by-play game of the night, you head over to our podcast section on WTUZ.com. Eric McElroy is in there. He not just does play-by-play, but he ends up going into the production studio and cutting up all that sound and cutting up all the game and throwing it in our podcast section so you, the listener, can go back and hear anything that you may have missed. The players and coaches can go back and listen to it if they want to, which we hope that they do, and it is on there. And, of course, we are on Facebook Live, presented by First Federal Community Bank, investing in your community, and they are right here on Facebook Live, so you can watch our post-game show. All right. So with that being said, guys, any surprises tonight in the games, even if they're outside of our area? Anything that you're surprised with?
I'm really surprised at that Sandy Valley score, you know, getting shut out by Manchester. You knew it was a tall task. Sandy Valley, the 7 seed, Manchester, the 2 seed. They have a two-headed monster at running back. You know, really took it to Sandy Valley defensively, but I really felt like Sandy Valley would be able to score some points on Manchester, but that wasn't to be tonight. To me, that's the biggest surprise of the night.
Okay, Tim?
I'm going to agree with Jim. I mean, that score definitely was not anywhere where we thought it was going to be.
No.
You know, Manchester can definitely score, so 35 points for them, I mean, that's...
Right, that's
typical. Yeah, but Sandy Valley getting shut out, that's not typical.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Those shirts right there are awesome.
Showing them off.
I love them. Go Braves.
Our sports director and color analyst tonight, Joe Geckler brought us in some T-shirts. Love that. Of course, Travis McClellan, he brought me in a hat a couple of weeks ago. I've got a hat out in my car for him, so he can't get away from me tonight. Guys, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will try and catch up with... Actually, you know what? Let's do this. Let's listen to one of the post-game interviews first, and then we will take a break, come back, and we'll try and catch up with head coach John Slusser. This is what Cade Williams had to say after the game tonight.
This is Travis McClellan for Big Z Sports. Here is senior quarterback Cade Williams. Cade, senior quarterback, last time here on Kelly Field, huge win 16-14. Tell me how you're feeling.
It's unreal. I mean, nothing like it. Nothing like coming out here in front of a crowd like this and performing to our best.
Okay, things didn't go quite your way offensively in the first half. What was the difference in the second half for you?
Coach Pete, man, he's a great coach. He comes in halftime, tells his offensive line what needs to change, what needs to happen, and they did it and worked to perfection.
Okay, it seemed to me like Coach leaned on the senior leadership, especially a senior quarterback in the second half, put the game on your shoulders. Did you feel that, or is that something you wanted?
I mean, I give more of the credit to the offensive line because I'm not going anywhere if they don't make the holes for me. So,
defensively, playing on the defensive line, you guys kept fighting in a 0-0 game, held them a couple times out of the end zone. Talk about your defensive effort and how you guys kept them out of the end zone for most of the first half and into the second half.
I mean, defense wins games. We get in there and make the quarterback feel uncomfortable. He ain't going to make plays like he's been making all year long.
Okay, good luck next week. Enjoy this one. Get back to work. Good luck in week 12.
Thank you.
This is Travis McClellan for Big Z Sports.
Travis McClellan able to catch up with quarterback Cade Williams, the senior quarterback of the Indian Valley Braves. And guys, let's go ahead. We'll go ahead and take a minute now before we get John Slusser on the line and we bring the play-by-play team in to give their take on the game tonight. Let's go ahead and give our take. Your takeaway from the Indian Valley win tonight, Jim Haynes.
I said it at the top of the show, you know, in our pregame show. We know what Caden Hostetler can do. Obviously, they were game planning to stop him. And I said I felt like the weight of this game fell on quarterback Cade Williams. They fell down 7-0. He took this team on his back and scored both touchdowns. I said he needed to be a field general tonight. He was that. The defense was opportunistic. They came up with that big turnover there at the end of the game.
You
know, sealed the game for all intent and purposes. But a huge win for this program. A big confidence booster that not necessarily that they need that. But, you know, anytime you can win at home in the playoffs, you go into a team playing Licking Valley next week, you reset. And it's a new challenge, a new week, Tim.
Yeah, you get that celebration in tonight, you know, week one of the playoffs done, the postseason done, but then you get right back to business.
Sure.
Senior leadership, I think that's the biggest thing, is all the seniors that they have, these guys are competitors, especially Cade. I mean, being around him for the few years that I have, goodness gracious, if there's not a bigger competitor in the area, I don't know who it is, because he plays as hard as he can every single play, whether it's basketball, baseball, football. And there's a lot of guys like that on the team. So,
right. Yeah, and I would agree with you, Tim. I think it's senior leadership. You know, this team, when they were having their ups and downs, what was it, 5-5, when most of these kids were sophomores, and we said, man, when this team gets into their junior and senior year, they're going to be dangerous, and they're going to be really good for a long time, and that's what they've done. They had that deep, you know, I wouldn't say a deep run, but they got a playoff win last year, had that experience. This year, this team is set up to go deep into the playoffs. They've got a Meadowbrook team now, Licking Valley. Then they will go on to, I believe they would end up maybe facing Meadowbrook again, right?
No. That's Meadowbrook would be is with Ridgewood. They're in.
Oh, that's
Ridgewood.
Right.
It's either going to be St. Clair's.
That's
possibly.
That's right. St. Clair's will be the regional final, and St. Clair's will a really good football team. But still, that win against Meadowbrook last year and that game against Philo last year has built them up to do what they're doing now.
Sure. And you got to keep in mind, this team overcame adversity this year, too, with all the injuries they've had.
Oh, man, yeah.
Only in the last, week 8, 9, and 10 have they had a full, healthy team. And, you know, now they're putting the pieces together. Now they're all at full strength playing, the game together now. So it'll be interesting to see how far Indian Valley can take this thing.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tim.
And I did want to mention, I just got a message from Tanner Myers, one of the seniors for Indian Valley. Shannon Thomas, our Indian Valley stringer, was at their pep rally the other night, and I took a picture of Tanner in a headdress and said, that's what I'm talking about. And Tanner just says, hit him up a little bit. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, guys, as we go to break, I'm going to go ahead and leave you with Tanner Myers' interview. We'll be back on Z Country after this.
This is Charles McClellan with Big Z Sports here with senior Tanner Myers, number 5 for the Indian Valley Braves. Tanner, huge win tonight. John Glenn came in, 2 sledgehammers going at it, a heavyweight fight, especially defensively. Tell me your feelings right now.
It was an amazing game. It was a crazy atmosphere. It was loud. It was awesome here. And just a great defensive battle that first half. And credit to our offense coming out the second half and finishing it.
Yeah. Defensively in the first half, obviously pitched the shutout. Second, gave up a couple touchdowns, but hang tough there at the end. Held him out of the end zone, got the big fumble recovery. I looked like you recovered it. Tell me about that play.
It was just awesome. I think it was Devin and one of the twins stripped it. I hustled to the ball, and the ball was just laid in my lap, picked it up, and crazy.
John Glenn had a lot of speed coming in, tried to get you on the corners, but you guys really flew to the football, take great angles. Was that the plan coming in? Was that just pure effort, or was it your willing as a senior not to lose your last time on Kelly Field?
It wasn't just me as a senior, but all the leadership on the field really knew that we had to come out here and get after it. And before we knew that they had crazy speed, and we really had to get to the ball.
Yeah. As a senior, last time on Kelly Field, like I said, winning a playoff game, recovering that fumble to pretty much seal the deal. Tell me your feelings on that.
Oh, that's just absolutely stunning. I can't even put it into words. It's probably one of the best things that's ever happened on this field to me, actually.
Tanner, enjoy this one tonight. Get back to work. Good luck in week 12 as you advance in the playoffs.
Hey, thank you very much.
This is Travis McClellan for Big Z Sports.
You're listening to the Big Z Sports Show live from the Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Studios. This is Big Z Sports, your home for high school football.
Now set with the offense. 2 big backs, Hartrick, Love in the backfield. Williams keeps it himself off to the right side. He has the edge, and he's in. 2-point conversion, good. It is now 16-7, a 9.2 possession ball game.
That was Cade Williams' second 2-point conversion run after his second touchdown run. Welcome into the Big Z Sports Show, presented by DAC Vitamins and Minerals. Chris Kale, Jim Haynes, Tim Plants, Rachel in the newsroom here with you, and I'm being joined by Eric McElroy and Joe Geckler and Travis McClellan, who had the call of tonight's game. First, before we get to them, Coach Edwards of the John Glenn Little Muskies was able to talk to Joe Geckler after the game tonight.
Joe Geckler here at Indian Valley High School in Midvale. Indian Valley knocks off John Glenn 16-14. I'm here with John Glenn head football coach Matt Edwards. Coach, what a hard fought game by both teams. Came down to literally a turnover at the end of the game and kind of sealed it there for Indian Valley. Talk about your team's performance tonight.
You know, I'm proud of them. That game was kind of synonymous with our entire season. We fought to the very end. Hats off to them. They made a couple more plays than we did there at the end. But for 48 minutes, that was a nice high school football game that both teams just think someone has to lose. And, best of luck to Indian Valley moving forward.
Coach, you talked to me in the pregame about Caden Hostetler and how their offense, and it looks like you did a really nice job on him, keying on him tonight.
Yeah, he's a special player. He obviously had a big part of our game plan was to stop him, and I thought we did it. I don't know his numbers or anything, but I thought we did a pretty good job of that. But credit to them, though. They used him as a decoy there late and, you know, used their quarterback to move the football. And he came up with a couple nice big runs there and got him some points on the board.
We noticed in the booth that you were switching up defenses. You were at a traditional 50 there that Indian Valley, I know, hasn't seen in a couple of years. And also you went to a 4-3 or even a 3-4 at times. Talk about your defensive pressure and game plan tonight.
You know, Coach Bendel's done a great job with our defense, you know, all year. It's a confident group. It's an athletic group. And we just like to move kids around and give them a chance to be in space. You know, we're probably a little undersized in certain positions, and so we don't try to stand toe-to-toe with anyone. But moving them around and not knowing where they're going to line up definitely gives us an advantage, and, you know, those kids get to the football.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on a great year getting to the playoffs. You won six in a row there to get into the playoffs. And, again, congratulations, and go get them next year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Matt Edwards, head football coach of John Glenn Little Muskies, joining us here on the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers postgame report. Joe Geckler live from Kelly Field in Midvale.
All right. Thank you, Joe, for catching up with Coach Edwards. And pretty awesome that he was able to join us. We talked to him and to Coach Lancaster.
Wait, how was Joe there and now he's...
It's magic.
It's magic.
I can be at two places at once. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, guys.
You're too skinny now. No, you can't.
I know. Hey, I am. I'm losing a little bit. You know?
You are. I said that earlier. Yeah. Guys, your take on the game. Great job on the call, by the way. Another great game on our airwaves on 99.9 for our Sarsho and Fort of Waynesburg play-by-play game of the night.
John Glenn's defense had a great game plan for Caden Hostetler and really Caleb Hostetler, too. They were just mauled and manhandled really that whole game. None of them got really anything going. Thank goodness for the senior-laden quarterback, Joe, in the second half, Cade Williams, who really put that whole team, especially offensively, on his back.
Yeah, absolutely. Cade Williams, man, you know, the message, we've talked to several players tonight, and the message from the coaches was, you're a senior. And this was at halftime. You're a senior. Senior win games, and that's exactly what happened. Cade Williams come out and you know, took this team over and took this offense on his back, and he actually made some big defensive plays as well. But you know, Cade Williams and the rest of those seniors, you know, they did a great job in that second half of controlling the line of scrimmage, controlling the run game. There was, you know, Cade played tough in the first half through a couple interceptions, but you know what? Came out and just showed what Cade Williams had in that second half. He started running the ball, and they had that quarterback power around the on the left side. Then they ran it to the right side, and it was just a well adjusted game, so to speak, in the second half. The adjustments they made and the you know, the seniors came out and won that game for Indian Valley.
Joe, I want you to elaborate on this. Sorry, Chris.
No, you're fine.
I want to bring up the name of Braden Lehigh, because that gentleman, that young man, was put on an island a number of different times tonight, came away with four, maybe five pass deflections, and also came away with the huge interception. I believe that was towards the end of the second half, which may have taken points off of the board for the John Glenn Muskies. That kid just played one heck of a game.
He did. Braden Lehigh was on their best receiver, their fastest receiver. He's 6'2", 290 pounds. Reese Perkins, the kid could run, and you could definitely see it, even on a messy field like we had tonight. But Braden Lehigh was step-for-step with him the whole way, and we were able to catch up with Braden Lehigh after the game.
This is Shannon Thomas, and I've caught up with Braden Lehigh tonight. Braden, defensively tonight, man, you was lights out. They kept trying to put that big wide receiver on you and take advantage of you, but a couple times he could have been called with pass interference on you, and they kind of got away with it.
Yeah, I mean, play deepest, do what they tell me to do. Yeah, didn't make every pick, but didn't let them catch it. So.
Yeah, we notice a lot with you is you never break off route. You don't ever fall for that fake. They give you that guy, you stick on him, and you do what you're coached to do.
Yep, just reading them keys like Coach Haney tells me, and the rest follows.
Offensively tonight, not too many targets towards you. But one of the biggest things that you do is block downfield. You never give up on a play. You block every play, and that keeps those guys running down that field.
Yeah, it's just got to be selfless. You got to go block for your brothers. Let them go.
Well, senior year, last game at home. What's it mean to you?
Oh, that's awesome. We came out here as seniors. We just love it. We love winning. We love being here. I mean, it's a great feeling.
All right, well, congratulations on the win, Braden, and we'll see you next week in week 12.
All right, see ya.
That was Braden Lehigh. This is Shannon Thomas with Big Z Sports.
All night long, baby. Yeah, Shannon Thomas there providing great work for us. He's worn out. He was covering an Indian Valley volleyball game for us earlier today. So he's not with us in studio, but one of our sideline reporters from that game is with us tonight, one Travis McClellan. Travis, was it so much the game plan defensively that was able to shut down Caden Hostetler tonight, or was it just maybe some blocking issues and some issues up front with the Indian Valley offensive line?
Eric, yeah, I think it was a combination of both. Obviously, their linebacker was spying on Hostetler quite a bit. He's the key to their offense, obviously, the big plays. Also, in the first half, the guards were having trouble getting up and blocking on the second level on the linebackers, which, you know, they were flowing freely and making plays in the first half. Really stunted Indian Valley's offense. One thing to Joe's point earlier, he said about athletes winning games. Athletes do win games. Senior leaders win playoff games, and that's huge for Indian Valley tonight. They put it on the backs of their seniors and said, go get it.
Travis, talk to us. Obviously, me and you talked after the game, and we talked about, you know, schemes and that type of thing. And you mentioned it in the broadcast that John Glenn came out with a 50 defense. That's an old school defense. That's defense that was played when we played, you know, and they came out in that 50 defense. Explain to a listener what that is and then what they switched to kind of give different looks.
Yeah, they started out in the 52 there, basically has a nose guard over the center, and they put more guys in line of scrimmage. They're trying to jam the box. It's called a heavy box. They're trying to put more guys in there, stop the run. Later on the game, they tried to go to a 40 and even a 30 a few times so they could attack from different angles. They were run blitzing a lot in that first half. And really messing up the offensive linemen for Indian Valley with those couple looks. But the 50 is that five-man front with the two linebackers, so you inherently got seven men already in the middle of the field.
All right, guys, I'm going to ask you this before I let you go back to doing what you were doing and bring Jim and Tim back in, and we will try and catch up with head coach John Slusser here in just a little bit. But, guys, if this game wasn't on the muddy, murky field of Kelly Field...
It was squishy.
It was a squishy field. Yes,
thank
it
you.
Was.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what a squishy means later, but it's not what you think.
Okay.
But anyway, do you think this game would have been different had it been a playoff game on turf, so to speak?
I'm going to say yeah, right off the bat. I don't think it would have been 0-0 at halftime if this were on an adequate playing surface. It's nothing Indian Valley can do or the athletic department or school district can do at this point. I mean, there's nothing they can do with that field. It is what it is when it rains like that. We saw a number of times some players slip when they wanted to make some hard cuts here and there. I think it hurt the offensive side on both sides a little bit. I'm not going to say it changed the whole complexion of the game, but it most definitely was a factor in the game.
You know, I don't think it would have changed the outcome, but because it looked like Indian Valley wanted it more. But yes, being on a muddy, sloppy field like it was, and it wasn't really that sloppy until you got to the sidelines. In the middle field, it was just really soft, and they had a lot of drying agents down trying to get all that mud and water, you know, dried up a little bit. But, you put that game on turf, and the speed of Indian Valley, the speed of Caden Hostetler, the speed of Cade Williams even... You know, faster than he was tonight. Caleb Hostetler's fast. Brayden Lehigh's fast. But, of course, they have fast players, too. You know, I think it would have been a more high-scoring game tonight, honestly. But that's what Indian Valley prides themselves on. They earned that home game. And I say this to John Glenn, and I'm being out of respect. You know, they were frustrated with the field conditions. And here's what I would say to that is win a couple more games and get a home game.
Yeah,
and that's how you solve that problem. If you're frustrated about having to come here and play, don't lose three out of your first four games.
Yeah, that's a good point because they were a little upset about the conditions and like I said, what can you do? Both teams had to play in it. But now would it have helped Indian Valley if it's on turf, Joe? Yes, but I think obviously it helps John Glenn too because I think that number 18, was it Cooper? Is that who it was? I think he may have been the fastest player on the field for both teams.
Travis?
Yeah, I'll echo their comments. The field had something to do with it, but both teams had to play on it. The way you look at it from a coaching standpoint is, does the field take away play calling? Can you not call certain things with how the field is? And the answer to that question is no. Both teams ran their full offense. Yes, some offensive players slipped, but they slipped from both sides. But they ran their full gamut of offense. So, in my opinion, the field was what it was for both teams. It wasn't ideal. It wasn't pristine like on turf, but it was a fair game.
Well, and the bottom line is a huge shout out to the Indian Valley crew that was down there, you know, all day long, pumping water out, putting Field dry down, and all the work that they did, the diligent work that they did on Kelly Field. Hats off to them for even getting it in a playable condition.
Absolutely. And I received a video probably about 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning, and I'm like, wow, how are they going to play on that field? Yeah. And when we got there this evening around 4:15, 4:30, I was like, man, they did a lot of work to this field. And it was soft. I'm not going to lie. It was soft. And, you know, it wasn't wet on the field, but sidelines, of course, was. But they got the playing surface playable. You know what? And Indy Valley did what they had to do and got out of there with the win. And now move on to week 12 for the second year in a row. And congratulations to them. Congratulations to the Ridgewood Generals. And, you know, we have two teams left. You know, at this point last year, we had one team left. So we have two teams left. But also, congratulations to all the other teams that made the playoffs as well. If you lost week one, you know, still had a great season. You got to the playoffs. But Indian Valley, Ridgewood, they move on.
Back to the field real quick. Vote yes Tuesday. Ballot issue 5. Vote yes.
There you go. Well, guys, great call tonight. Travis, great job on the sidelines with you and Shannon. And, of course, Adam doing our social media work. And you guys, great call. We will see you this week. All right, guys, we will be back with the Big Z Sports Show in the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers Postgame Report on Z Country 99.9.
You're listening to the Big Z Sports Show live from the Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Studios. This is the high school playoffs on 99.9 Z Country.
This is Travis McClellan for Big Z Sports here with senior, the other twin, Caleb Hosteller. Caleb, banged up a little bit, played hard. Tell me about that last play when you stripped the ball. That's what, one thing when you play to the whistle all four quarters, all 48 minutes. You got in there, got the fumble. Senior year, last game on Kelly Field. Tell me how you're feeling.
I feel great right now. Zach Love and Devin Steiner had him stood up, so I just went in there, stripped the ball. Tanner Myers recovered, got the ball, won the game.
You played a lot of games here. Last game at Kelly Field. Tell me how you're feeling about that.
Feels great. Well, it's not great. It's kind of a bittersweet feeling. Crowd out here is amazing every week. So I'm going to miss the most.
Go back to that fumble strip by you. Is that something you guys practice? Is that instincts? Come in there late when the game's on the line and pull it out is a huge play. That's how seniors step up. Tell me about that.
We don't practice it a lot, but just from like years past in football, I knew like stood up, stripped for the ball, last second in the game, and got it.
Caleb, excellent work tonight. Good luck in week 12. Heal up. Enjoy this one tonight. Go get them next week.
Thank you.
This is Travis McCullough for Big Z Sports.
All right, Travis able to catch up with Caleb Hostetler. We will hear from Caden in a few minutes. But first, here on the Big Z Sports Show, we are going to welcome in head coach John Slusser of the Ridgewood Generals. And coach, thank you for joining us tonight. Congratulations on a week number 11 win.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I guess it was a lot of fun.
That's an understatement, right?
Leave it to Coach Sloss, right? Go ahead, Coach.
It was an enjoyable night here. It really was. I had a lot of smiles on my face. We played really well. Actually, we did some really good things. Defensively, we were hit and miss. But offensively, we were lights out tonight. I mean, just lights out.
Yeah, and talk about the play of Gabe Tengel again, freshman quarterback, big stage, comes up huge, and maybe just briefly talk about that busted play that I believe was a screen play that he took to the house for 68 yards. I heard it was pretty electric.
It was one of the best runs I've ever seen in high school football. That kid, he's a good player. He's a good player. I think we had him rushing for 138 yards tonight on 15 carries. I think he passed for over 300 with 3 touchdowns. He had 1 rushing, 3 passing. He had a sack, strip sack. He played all right. Colton Smith played really well for us at the beginning, made some plays for us when we were struggling. He had a jailbreak, outran everyone. Our defense hung in there all night. Our kickoff team, I don't even know where this came from because we're the worst kickoff coverage team in the state. And tonight, we were just lights out.
And Coach, looking into next week, you guys, I don't know if you've heard yet. I'm sure you have. You'll play Meadowbrook, who was a 62-13 winner over Oak Hill. Do you know much about Meadowbrook?
Yeah, I don't really care either. I'm not ready to do that yet. I'm just all about tonight, and I'll worry about them tomorrow morning. I don't need any down or things or anything to get me depressed right now. I'm riding a high, and I'm going to ride it all night, and then tomorrow I'll shift gears.
That's Coach, one of the best answers I've ever heard. That's awesome, Coach.
Coach, talk about the play of Caden Smith. I mean, you know, what a game him and Colton Smith both had.
I'll tell you this. That's about as good as I've seen Caden play since, like, the Indian Valley game. I thought he we didn't handle them up front very well. I know it sounds weird when we scored 41 points. He ran for tough yardage, and he, you know, he's such a weapon out of the backfield. I think he caught another screen and took it in for a touchdown. He caught a vertical pass up the middle for a touchdown. He's such a threat out of the backfield because he runs so well and he catches it pretty well. You know, he had a great game at defensive end too. I think he had two sacks. The kid's just, he's a good football player. He really is.
Coach, you mentioned your defense was kind of hit and miss. Kind of sounded like it was a bend but don't break, kind of game for your defense. What things do you need to shore up going into next week?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. On tape, most of their plays came between the tackle box, and they're pretty big inside. They give a lot of formations, mostly liar stuff. They don't use it very much. They'll quick pass some. But tonight they outflanked us on the edge, and we tried to keep our integrity in the box. And they hurt us on the edge in the first half. The second half, we made some adjustments where we took the edge away from them, or at least tried to, and we did much better. We only gave up one score in the second half, and that was after I fake punted from my own 20-yard line, which I thought at the time was a really good play. Now I regret it. But we made some changes. Our secondary did a pretty good job all night of keeping them in check. Listen, we're not great on the edge tackling, and that bites us sometimes. You know, especially like when you play somebody at Meadowbrook who's going to throw it out there. We're not always great on the edge with that. And they hurt us a little bit on that tonight, just our tackling on the outside. But here's the truth. In the second half, we were able to overcome that and really played a pretty good game.
Coach, talk about having that game in the friendly confines of your stadium. And, you know, a lot of times, especially with a freshman quarterback, he's going to come in and man, that playoff game and the big atmosphere, even though you guys have had big games this year, of course, against Indian Valley and against Garaway. But, you know, that stage not being too big for him coming in, do you think that having that game at home, like you talked about earlier in the week, and in the great atmosphere that you guys have, did that help things?
Well, it definitely didn't hurt, let me tell you that. Definitely didn't hurt. When we play at home, I try to tell everybody this, we're a little bit different animal. Some of our other kids played better. Our kickoff team played better. I mean, that crowd gets you going for things like that. And, you know, people that have been here will tell you, they're really into the game crowd. They don't just cheer for touchdowns. I mean, they cheer first downs. They third down, the place is hopping and going crazy. It's such a good atmosphere to play football in. When you get games like tonight, I mean, the fans are as wound up as we are, and it's pretty hard to be bad sometimes, you know? And I thought in the first half they did a good job. Right before half, they had a first and goal on the one, and they ended up not scoring. Now, they had a penalty in there, too, which backed them up, and then they got a sack. Gabe had that big sack. But, you know, that right there, keeping them out, I think that starts with your crowd because, you know, you're in defeat mode when somebody's just driving the ball and pounding you. And that the crowd really got us going, I think. They make some of our players play a little bit better sometimes than they really are.
Well, Coach, congratulations. I'm sure we'll talk to you this week as we get ready to watch you guys play in week number 12 against Meadowbrook. Go celebrate this win and go get ready to beat Meadowbrook next week, okay?
Yeah, I always tell you this, man. I don't know what life we're living. We don't go celebrate. We're always back to work, man. We don't celebrate down here. We always go back to work whenever it's over. So you got to say, Coach, go back to work, because we don't celebrate. We just go back to work.
I'm sure that Coach Gardner would disagree with you.
Hey, listen, I heard him on WTZ the other night call me out. The guy was a personal attack on me. By the way, his team played really well last night, too. He should be really proud.
Absolutely.
No, hey, thanks, guys. We got our work cut out for us next week. We know that, but we're excited. And if you would have told me this team was playing in Week 12 a few weeks ago, I would have laughed at you. So you know what? All credit goes to our kids and the effort they've given.
Well, and a lot of credit to you and your staff too, Coach. Go get back to work, and we'll talk to you next week.
Attaboy. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Bye-bye. That is Head Coach John Slusser of the Ridgewood Generals. Him and Casey Cummings, the two best one-liners.
Hilarious. I love
it. And a huge congratulations to Indian Valley and a huge congratulations to the Ridgewood Generals for picking up wins tonight in the first round of the playoffs and heading to week number 12. Again, a huge shout out to Dan Ift and the Dover Tornadoes, Brian Gamble and the Sandy Valley Cardinals, Coach Cummings and the TCC Saints, and as well as Coach Gardner and the West Holmes Knights on great seasons, making the playoffs, just coming up a little bit short. Guys, we're getting things wrapped up. We've got a couple more interviews to go through, and we're going to come back and wrap things up, give away some hardware and all that good stuff here on the Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers postgame show. Again, our Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week post is up on Facebook. If you want to have some input on that, you need to get on to Facebook, WTUZ Big Z Sports, and nominate your Player of the Week, or Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at @big_z_sports. And, of course, go to WTUZ.com if you missed anything from tonight's show. You can follow us on Facebook Live, courtesy of First Federal Community Bank, investing in your community. And, guys, we will be back after this. And we're going to leave you with a Caden Hostetler interview as we go to break on Z Country 99.9.
Joe Geckler here at Kelly Field in Midvale with the victorious 2017 Big Z Sports Player of the Year, Caden Hostetler. Caden, John Glenn did a great job tonight containing you. It looks like they keyed on you all night long.
Yeah, they did, and it opened up place for Cade and Lehigh and my brother.
What can you say about what your offensive game plan was when you noticed that it wasn't going to be there for you tonight maybe, but the other guy stepped up?
Yeah, they stepped up, and Cade had a great game tonight and carried for us, and yeah.
What was Coach Lancaster's message in that locker room at halftime, knowing that it was 0-0 at halftime, you're coming out, and your season's on the line, essentially? What was the message from Coach Lank?
It was a ball game. Seniors needed to step up if we want to keep playing, and we did, and so we got the dub.
You headed to week 12 again, second year in a row as a senior. What is going on two extra weeks or, you know, playing week 12 of the high school football playoffs?
Oh, it's a great feeling. Hopefully keep working hard and moving forward in the playoffs.
Caden, congratulations again. Go get them next week. Big Z Sports will be there.
Thank you.
Again, that's Big Z Sports with Caden Hostetler of the Indian Valley Braves. Joe Geckler live from Kelly Field in Midvale.
This is the high school playoffs right here on 99.9 Z Country. This is the high school playoffs on 99.9 Z Country.
First down and 20. 1:05 left in the ball game. 16-14, Indian Valley up 2. Clifford got the pass out of the backfield. He broke one tackle, and he's still on his feet, Joe. The football came out. Indian Valley may have picked it up, and they did. Indian Valley Braves football.
Joe Geckler here at Kelly Field in Midvale after Indian Valley knocks off John Glenn 16-14 in the Division IV playoffs. I'm here with Carson Hartrick. Carson, man, you guys came out in that second half, and it turned into a heavyweight fight.
Oh, yeah, we were fired up, and we were just prepared to go at them. I mean, there was nothing about us that was down or anything. We were ready to go. We didn't miss a beat, you know.
Carson, it seems like in the first part of the game, John Glenn did a great job of containing Caden Hostetler. They keyed on him all night long. But you and Zach Love and Cade Williams really took over the ball-carrying duties.
Yeah. Caden and Zach, they're really the grunt of our running game. And they're just great athletes. And we got a great line, you know, just to put in front of them. And when you combine the great line with the great athletes, it's deadly, so...
You know, going into halftime, Carson, what was Coach Lancaster's message to you guys?
Oh, it's 0-0, anyone's ball game, but it's going to be ours. So, you know, we're no one hanging their heads and just ready to go, ready to come out and fight again.
Obviously, this was your official last game at Kelly Field here as a senior, neutral site for week number 12. Your thoughts playing here, your whole career, Kelly Field, been great to the Indian Valley Braves.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna miss being on this mud pit, but... It's all right. We got next week.
Speaking of next week, looks like it's going to be Licking Valley for you guys. They're going to upset Galea Academy tonight. So your thoughts on week number 12 and what this team has to do for to get ready next week?
Coaches will have it prepared for us, and we're going to do whatever they tell us to do for the game plan, you know. So, yeah.
Carson, congratulations. Good luck next week. Big Z Sports will be there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Again, Carson Hartrick here for our Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers postgame report. Carson Hartrick, a big key component of the Indian Valley Braves. Joe Geckler at Kelly Field in Midvale.
All right, guys, and you are with the Big Z Sports Show presented by Dyke Vitamins and Minerals, feeding champions since 1983. Chris Cale, Jim Haynes, Tim Plants with you in the Parkway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram Studios. And, of course, that was Carson Hartrick, who was injured earlier this year. Great to see him be a part of week number 12 in this week number 11 win, guys. And a huge shout-out again to our play-by-play crew, yes. Joe Geckler, Eric McElroy, Travis McClellan, Shannon Thomas, and Adam Sawesky, who caught up with a lot of these players after the game. And, of course, a huge shout-out to John Glenn's head coach, who joined us as well.
Yes, always class act here. And where else can you find better coverage than right here on 99.9? Exactly.
You're not going to get all the coaches and all the coaches that we talk to, breakdown of all these games, pregame and postgame. And player interviews. You're not going to get that anywhere else.
Right.
So why you would listen to any other radio station other than 99.9 WTUZ, especially for high school sports, is beyond me, let alone you go to country music and you have music that actually talks about real life things instead of
oh, here we go.
Stuff that we can't deal with.
But you're right.
But I am
I'm a huge country music
fan. Oh, my goodness. My wife will tell you that's all I listen to
exactly.
is country music.
That's all we listen to is country music at 99.9, not just because we work here. It's because what we love and what we can relate to, right?
Right, exactly.
And obviously, whenever we play bump back music and stuff, we're all in here dancing and hooting, hollering and everything else.
I'm usually just laughing at you guys dancing.
Well, yeah, because and usually we're having to tell Joe Geckler, he's always like, who is this? This is a great song, but who is this? We're like, Joe, you know every word of the song. How do you not know who it is? But that's just the way it is. But guys, I know that we had a Facebook poll question winner, and Jim, you have that.
Yes, our Facebook poll tonight asked the question to pick all the winners of the IVC or, you know, pick the results of the IVC football contest tonight, and then also pick the score of tonight's game. And the winner was June Sels. She was 4-0 in the games picked. There's a new little sounder. That is great. And for those of you who don't know, that is Mr. Joe Geckler woohooing.
That will live in. Hopefully, Eric did not put an end date on that cart number because that will live in infamy.
Man, that's great.
But anyway, June, congratulations. You are the winner of an Ohio State cutting board from Werther Cutlery in Dover.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate that. And Tim Plants, I know you have our final scoreboard update for week number 11.
I do. And our Sarshawn Ford of Waynesburg play by play game of the night, the Indian Valley Braves upend the John Glenn Little Muskies, 16-14.
Oh my God!
And they will now advance to week 12, week number 2 of the playoffs and postseason. They will face Licking Valley next week at a site to be determined. We'll probably find out. Probably noon, 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. And we're all kind of thinking it could be at Meadowbrook, where Indian Valley played last year.
That could
give them a little bit of, you know, something to talk about. Hey. You know, we went down there and got beat pretty good by a Philo team. We know the field.
Yes,
we know the area. Yes. Let's go down there and avenge that loss.
Right. Yeah. Manchester, they shut out Sandy Valley tonight. Sandy Valley ends their season at 9-2 as Manchester wins 35-0. As we just spoke to Coach Slusser, Ridgewood wins tonight 41-23 of Amanda Clear Creek. Oh, my goodness. They will now take on Meadowbrook. And what could be, I mean, we could see that game very close to us. I mean, it could be at Quaker Stadium, maybe Dover. I mean, it could be,
very well could be.
And then also, Cuyahoga Heights beat Tuscarawas Central Catholic 42-13. Great season by the Saints just to even get in with where they were sitting at a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they were sitting at 2-5 entering week 7, and then they ripped off 3 in a row. You know, just congratulations to all of our playoff teams, all 6 that made the postseason, and all of our other teams in our area, all 13 teams. And we appreciate each and every one of you, especially for all that you do for our radio show. We couldn't do it without the diligent work of all of our superintendents, the school administrative staff, the coaches, and the players.
And just to reiterate here, we keep mentioning all these IVC teams. That's huge for our area. You know, we're used to Dover and New Philly constantly making, you know, being the ECOL, making the playoffs. Having all these IVC teams make the playoffs, I mean, they're kind of running the show right now. Yeah, I mean, that's a great year for the IVC.
And we were close to having 7 of the 13 teams that we cover in the playoffs, with Garaway getting beat in week number 10 by it. Just a toenail away from getting in. Actually, the toenail was a 95-yard fumble return for
That's
touchdown.
A big toenail.
But still, yes, it was. And we're going to play this interview by Zach Love. This is our last interview. We'll come back and do all of our awards, give them away, and wrap things up here on Z Country.
This is Shannon Thomas with Big Z Sports. I've caught up with junior fullback linebacker Zach Love. Zach, tonight, defensively, you guys played a good job in Lent team. I mean, this team runs the ball hard. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, they jumped away from running the ball to the wide spread with the screens, and you still found the way to shut them down. You know, you and your brothers always go into a fight. You know, what's it feel to come out here with a big win tonight?
Oh, it's amazing. It's, I don't know how to explain it. It's just a lot of excitement and joy.
Offensively, night in the first quarter, you were the only one gaining any yards. I think he was 3 carries for 40-some yards. You don't get much of the glory on offense, but, man, when you get it rolling, you get going.
It's the line. They give me a good push, and I just run.
Well, you're a power runner. You take those short steps, you hit that gap, and you go. Do you prefer to play offense or defense?
Oh, defense all the way.
Well, congratulations on a big win tonight, and we'll see you next week in Week 12.
Thank you very much.
This is Shannon Thomas with Big Z Sports.
Shannon Thomas. Woo-hoo. And, of course, Travis McClellan and Joe Geckler being able to catch up with a lot of these players. Go ahead. There it is. All right, guys. We are wrapping up our Tuscarawas County Dairy Farmers post-game show, and we have some awards to give out. So we will start with the Handsome Jim Haynes Hats Off Award.
My Hats Off Award goes tonight to Ridgewood's Caden Smith. He had 3 touchdowns, 2 through the air, and 1 on the ground, as he helped lead Ridgewood to a 41-23 win over Amanda Clear Creek.
All right. We will go to the gorgeous Tim Plants now, and we will get his Hats Off Award winner.
And my Hats Off Award winner tonight is Indian Valley's Cade Williams. I might sound like a complete homer tonight, but I'm happy for him. He played great tonight, 146 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns, 2 two-point conversions, did a little bit of everything, played great on defense, so he definitely deserves it.
Now Joe Geckler's getting trigger happy.
He likes hearing himself go, woo. All right, guys, and my Hats Off Award winner in week number 11. I'm going to play homer, too, but this kid broke a school record earlier this season. Yep. He had a great game of leading the Dover Tornadoes back and almost picking up the victory with 65 yards rushing and 1 touchdown, and he was 17 of 31, 226 yards and 2 touchdowns through the air. My Hats Off Award goes to Alex Sayre. All right. I'm going to give the handsome one, Jim Haynes, the chance to announce our Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week for week number 11.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Player of the Week for week number 11 goes to Ridgewood freshman quarterback Gabe Tingle. What a night he had. 300-plus yards passing, 138 yards rushing through the air, 3 touchdown passes, and 1 rushing touchdown. So congratulations to Mr. Gabe Tingle.
Did you say rushing through the air?
I might have.
I think that's what I heard.
But there's things
rushing through the air.
But there's things flying through the air, and so hence.
We went pink in here.
Yes.
We just went pink.
We did. We like pink.
All right. Oh boy, that is
going
to wrap that up in a quick 10 seconds. Jim Haynes, your final thoughts on week number 11.
A lot of good contests, a great game there by Indian Valley, good game by Ridgewood. Looking forward to week 12, and hopefully we can advance this to week 13.
Tim?
Short and sweet, go Generals, go Braves.
All right, and I will agree with you guys. Of course, we will let you know this week where we are going to do our show from next week, our play-by-play game of the week presented by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. And, of course, what night that will be on and what time we'll start and all that good stuff, we will let you know coming up this week. Of course, thank you. Well, it's probably going to be Saturday. We know that. But I didn't know if we're going to have a Friday night show as well. But we'll get into all that coming up this week. Again, thank you to all of our great sponsors of Big Z Sports. Thank you all to the schools, administrators, the coaches, and players in our area for their cooperation and professionalism. Thank you to our owner, Joanne, our GM, Jared, and our program director, Shauna, for the play-by-play, our Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg play-by-play team tonight. Social media coordinator Adam Sawesky, sideline reporter Shannon Thomas and Travis McClellan, sports director and color analyst Joe Geckler, and play-by-play announcer Eric McElroy. Tune into the Big Z Sports Podcast this week, and our show will be announced for next week in week number 12 as the Ridgewood Generals and Indian Valley Braves advance on. For Rachel in the newsroom, Tim Plance and Jim Haynes, I'm Chris Kale. You're listening to the best high school coverage on Big Z Sports, Z Country 99.9.
Has been a high octane diving into the deep end best coverage you can get presentation of the Big Z Sports Show. Our broadcast this evening has been a presentation of Kime Lumber, Speedy Septic and Drain Cleaning, Hartzler's Quality Housing, TMK Valley Propane, Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance, Moore and Needenthal CPA, Dak Vitamins and Minerals, Denny Bauer and the Roemig Agency, Warther Cutlery, and Park Way Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Stay up to date on all the sports news you crave by following Big Z Sports on Facebook and on Twitter at Big_Z Sports.